Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, Episode 9. And today we're talking about the Psalms, how to be supplied with spiritual strength from the Psalms. Now, this is on my mind because I had a conversation with my friend Dave recently about leading musical worship in church congregations. It's my privilege to lead worship. It's a joy, for sure, but it's also jolly hard work. And I need spiritual strength to lead worship, and I've been thinking about where to get that strength, the strength that I need to be able to do this well and to God's glory. So I was talking about this with Dave 2 weeks ago. You can find more about him on lifechangingworship.com. So Dave Eastman and I were having a chat, and he talked about his conviction that a worship leader needs to be constantly in the Book of Psalms, it being God's songbook, a hymnal with 150 songs ready for any and all occasions in the Christian life, and a place, a source of strength. Now, I love the Psalms. I turn to them from time to time, but I realize I've not been devoting myself to them regularly as a source of strength to help me lead worship. And I wonder how many of us use the Psalms in moments of great joy or deep crisis, but neglect their day-to-day use. What a shame it is to relegate this amazing resource to just special occasions. They are available to supply us with spiritual strength whenever we need it, whether I need it in leading corporate worship or whether I need it personally on a personal level. So thanks to this, the conversation I had with Dave, I've reflected on my use of the Psalms, and so far I've made two decisions. So let me share them with you. Firstly, I've opened a tab in my Bible software specially for the Psalms, and that tab stays open no matter what other part of the Bible I'm studying. So when I launch my Bible software, which is Accordance, I love Accordance. So when I launch it, it has a number of tabs there for different projects and things I'm studying, but the Psalms tab is now there, and I'll see it every time I open that software, which is every day. So that's good. That keeps the Psalms on my mind. And the second thing I've done is I've gone through my bookshelves and pulled out all the books I have about the Psalms and piled them into one place. So I see that pile every day now, and I'm reminded to look into those books for insights. For example, some of the books would be The Psalms and the Life of Faith by Walter Brueggemann. That's more of a theologically deep book, a technical book. Another one is Music of the Heart, New Psalms in the Celtic Tradition, which is by David Allen. A third one is A Long Obedience in the Same Direction by Eugene Peterson, which focuses on the Psalms of Ascent and discipleship, really. And the final one in this pile is Prayer, Praise, and Promises, A Daily Walk Through the Psalms by Warren Wiersbe. That's a devotional book given to me by my sister, actually. So thank you, sis. So I had a thought about why the Psalms are so helpful. And I think it's to do with the fact that the Psalms continually point us back to God. In Psalm 86, I have a read of it. We haven't got time to do all of that now, but have a read of the Psalm and you'll see and hear, you'll hear a desperate David. But notice that his attitude, even though he's crying out for mercy and the fact that he's in deep distress, his attitude is not one of self-pity. Rather, he's focused on the qualities of God. And in reading the book by Brueggemann on this psalm, and the section in his book on this psalm, it's very clear that the emphasis on God is strong, because he keeps using the word you, David, talking to God and about God. And it doesn't come across as strongly in the English as it would in the Hebrew, but it's a very strong you this, you this, you this, you that. So, for example, quoting selectively from the psalm, "You are my God, for you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. But you, O Lord, are a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." So it's very clear, David, in the middle of all of his mess, lifts his eyes to God and addresses him. It's you I need. You are wonderful. I think that's really important. And that's one of the reasons why the Psalms are so helpful. We need remind us of how amazing God is and that he can supply the strength that we need. So just to finish off, I'm going to read an old rabbinic prayer, which is quoted in Breugemann's book on page 37. It reads like this. Where I wander, you. Where I ponder, you. Only you. You again. Always you. You, you, you. When I'm gladdened, you. When I'm saddened, you. Only you. You again. Always you. You, you, you. Sky is you. Earth is you. You above. You below. In every trend, at every end, only you, you again, always you, 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 you. And I rather like that. Pretty clear what that psalm's about, or that prayer is about. So, let me ask you a question. What is it about the psalms that you find most helpful, giving you spiritual strength? Do you use them regularly? Do you use them habitually? What books would you recommend to help me and others understand the Psalms and apply their message? So please leave a comment here. Wherever you hear or read these thoughts, please leave a comment so that we can all learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. So until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality quiet times. God bless.